This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Yeah, that was a pretty handy catch, I'll tell you that. 6:15 going up to 71 today, so not really feeling like January the 5th at all, but going up to 71 today, 77 tomorrow for King's Day. Then in the mid-70s through the weekend, chance for showers on Friday and Saturday. Then it cools off on Sunday with highs in the mid-50s, and we stay in the mid-50s, in the 50s rather, for a couple of days. Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk, recapping the Saints game and the Saints season. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Tommy.
Michael, I was saying earlier, I'm using the formal version there. I was saying earlier, when you say who dat can apply to who's playing, because man, when you look at the receivers, Samari Toure, I had no idea who that was. I honestly didn't. Ronnie Bell, no disrespect to the man at all, a great catch. I had no idea who that was. Earlier in the year, I had to look up to see who Matavo was, if that's how you say his name. It really is amazing when you look at the roster they finished the season with. I heard Mike Hosh yesterday say it was almost like preseason week number two, but it did seem like that in a lot of different ways.
Especially on offense. And on defense, you were missing your two starting defensive tackles, and Nathan Shepard and Brian Brisey. Mm-hmm. So offensively, though, they didn't help Tyler out a lot yesterday. He had drops in this game and opportunities. I think a big part of this why Arthur Blank said, I've seen enough in Atlanta. You mean to tell me this is what the Saints roll out and we squeak by? You know, a win's a win in the NFL.
Wait, what does that mean? He's seen enough.
I've seen enough. And, you know, he kind of wipes the slate clean in Atlanta with the GM and Terry Fontenot, who I knew pretty well when he was here with the Saints. And then Raheem Morris. So, man, you got to give Tyler Shuck, again, this is another chapter in the book with him, just trying to make something happen here with a pieced together crew. You got your quarterback for the future. Mm-hmm. You got your left tackle for the future. Now, he got hurt, and he missed a good chunk of that game too, Kelvin Banks Jr. Right. with the ankle injury. So you've got those two big pieces in place. Now you got to build around it. And I think that's the one thing when you come out of this game, and we talked about this from the start, this team making gradual strides each week.
Yep.
But it's to find out who can play and who can't. You don't have all the pieces of the puzzle here. And the reality is, when this season ends, you never see this team again.
Nope.
You either get better or you get worse. There is no stay the same. And that's the reality of it. You've got your quarterback for the future. You've got your left tackle for the future. Now build around those two guys. And, you know, if you can hit on another draft and you're much better financially – cap-wise for free agency to help in that area too. And my focus there would be get you two interior offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm. What does it say about coaching? Dave Cohen brought this point up earlier, and I think he's right about Kellen Moore with Samari Torre, no disrespect to him at all, Ronnie Bell playing receiver, and being able to accomplish what he did. That says a lot about coaching, does it not? Because, I mean, you talk about these routes where the quarterback's reading the receiver and developing his chemistry and so forth, and I don't even think they knew each other before they played, right? I mean, other than practice?
Not much other than practice. And, you know, I mean, you don't have a lot of time to work. It's not like, you know, you practice in, you know, one play after another. And this is not high school football or college. You had the highest level here. Goes to show, I think, maybe early on, you went through the growing pains with Kellen Moore and his staff, mm-hmm. getting to know this team, what they could do best, what they can't really do well. And you have to give him credit. You know, he was able to make this work down the stretch of this season. And I've been impressed with, he really sort of never lost his dynamic as a coach. He stayed the same, mm-hmm. You know, mentally and keeping this team engaged and leaned on the veteran leaders. If it was a Cam Jordan or DeMario Davis, to lean on those guys that, hey, you run this locker room. The head coach doesn't. He runs the team, but that locker room could have splintered when, you know, you got off to such a bad start. And that part in learning, I remember Sean Payton talking to Bobby and I about it. Man, that first year and how, you know, they were able to win 10 games and they get to the NFC Championship game. But he was like, okay, I was in the learning process too. I'd never been a head coach anywhere. It's the same thing with Kellen Moore. Everybody wants to be the boss until it's laid down to them. And then all of a sudden, the boss's job becomes a lot tougher than you might think, and you have to fight through that. But always be yourself. This stuff about I don't care for his demeanor. He don't holler at players. And all, that's not who he is. Mm-hmm. You can't fake that. You got to be yourself. And he never lost that. And throughout the bad times early in the season, he never lost that. And I think he pieced together a really good overall staff. Now, you know you're going to have some upgrades player-wise throughout the offseason, but you can't walk away from this and not say, hey, Kellen Moore did one hell of a job based on the cards he got dealt.
Yep, totally
agree. Personnel-wise.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We're going to spend the hour with Mike Dettelier talking about the Saints season and looking ahead to next season, 621. We'll talk defense when we come back. Boy, they got some stars on that defense, I'll tell you what. Traffic now, WWL. 627, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back to Mike to tell you. I'm going to save the defense for the second half of the hour, Mike. We got to have us a kicking competition. I hate to say that, but we do. I love
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Charlie Smith, but we got to have some people come in and see what happens. Agree?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that you bring in another field goal kicker. You see the potential in him.
Or three.
That's no question.
Yeah.
Man, he's got some talent. Now, the one thing is where he kicks from that hash, he kicks it straight and it never curves in.
Nope.
Once he's on that left hash. And so that's something he's going to have to work on. The punting department is also another. Now, the block punt, when you go back and look at it, that was a breakdown up front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that guy came straight
yeah,
through.
Yeah, you can't
no
blame
one
the punter
him.
On that. No, but
you can't blame him for that.
You can blame him for his average.
Oh, his average. That is where we've talked about this on Sports Talk. Come on, you can't every week be 8-10 yards that you've given up per punt mm-hmm. less. That shortens the field for teams. And this team doesn't have a great margin of error.
Nope.
That's why the missed field goal and those little hidden yardage on punts it plays a difference. And also, too, they got to find a dynamic return man mm-hmm. as a punt returner. When you traded away Rashid Shaheed, and you know you had a talented guy there, and look what he does for Seattle. And giving them, that's all they need, another big play guy. Mm-hmm. When you do that, you didn't have his real replacement there that could take over. So work to be done, certainly on special teams, as you bring up, to have a competition for it. I like what I've seen from Smith. I think as a young kicker, you know, because he's just sort of learning the game itself.
Mm-hmm.
You expected that. We saw it in practice where, you know, he would hit 3-4 kicks in a row, and then he'll miss a 45, and then he'll miss a 50, and then, you know, bang, you know, he hits 3 or 4 deep shots. So you got some potential with him as a kicker. You know what? If I was them, they Martin Anderson's in town a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Have him work with Martin.
Boy, that's an idea.
You know, because the one thing you learning, a special teams coach 99% of the time has never kicked a football in his life.
Nope.
In that situation. To have him work with someone, and Martin, I think, has a little training deal that you could go and work with him for
a
couple
of
weeks.
He's at a camp for exclusive kickers.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
In this case, bring him in as a special consultant. Mike, that's the idea of the decade. And
yeah,
the
well, that wasn't a hard
over.
One. That
no,
wasn't
no,
a hard
well,
one.
I hadn't thought about it, though. I think that's a great idea. And Lord knows the Saints got, you know, they can afford it. It's not like they're pinching pennies or anything. It's like just pay Morton Anderson, bring him in, let him work with him. That's a great idea. So we've got one great idea of 2026 already. 6:30, more with Mike to tell you. We come back right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 6:44, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, with our friend Mike Dettelier. He'll be on this afternoon from 4 until, what, 8 o'clock tonight, Mike?
8 o'clock. We have the coaches show at 7:30, and then Bobby J and I return from 7:30 to 8.
No Monday Night Football. Playoffs are set. Let's talk about the Saints' defensive line. Who do you think overperformed, who surprised you, who killed it, and who kind of left you scratching your head a little bit?
I think when you look overall, at because of his age, did you think Cam Jordan would get double-digit sacks?
Absolutely not.
And play this way?
Nope.
Man, if anybody says, yeah, you're lying, mm-hmm. there's no way. Cam really turned back the hands of time and was able to get it done this year and used right, and he talked about it. you know, maybe over the last couple of years with Grantham, a defensive line coach, it didn't work with him. But, man, he made it work. And then we saw what happened when Chase Young got over the calf injury. And to get 10 quarterback sacks and 11 tackles for losses in 12 games, his impact yesterday, a sack and a half, and almost every play, if it was a passing play, he influenced Kirk Cousins. I mean, Kirk was looking in that direction real quick, and you saw the guy that entered the league in Washington that had been this highly touted defensive end coming out of Ohio State and just hitting his stride as a player. But in saying all that about tackles and pressures, you know where he really improved? Against the run. Teams would run the football at Chase Young. They might today, but he makes it a big, big challenge. Also, too, you look at that stat sheet yesterday, and if you watched it, Carl Granderson. Okay, he doesn't get a lot of ink because of Cam, because of Chase. You talk about a guy that comes to work each day, you know, ready to roll. Carl Granderson is that type player. And so those were the guys that really impressed me this year and what they were able to do. You had people kind of plug in if it's a Davin Godshaw, Jonah Williams. Whatever they were asked to do, man, they got it done. And you got to give Brandon Staley a lot of credit. He might not be built for the big room as a head coach. But boy, he's one hell of a defensive coordinator.
Well, not everybody is, right? I mean,
No. It's not everybody can be the boss. I was talking to some people the other day, and they brought this up about, you know, that's why God didn't make everybody rich, okay? Because he knows some people couldn't handle that particular part. About if you got
a ton
of money.
He might be wrong in my case. I think I could handle it.
You willing to chance it, right, Tommy?
All due respect. I did say all due respect, good Lord. So don't get mad at me. I'm just saying I think I could chance it. Yes, I think I could. But, you know, Granderson, it seems like he doesn't get a lot of ink, but it seems like a lot of times this season, whenever a big play was made, it was Carl Granderson that was making it.
Man, you hear his story, and I remember we interviewed him after a practice and about, you know, he's a California guy. He weighed 175 pounds playing defensive end. He didn't get a lot of offers coming out of high school, you know, and he ends up, you know, Wyoming and how it all sort of worked out for him. And he has really turned into a really good football player, undrafted free agent. You talk about a guy who just works his butt off each and every day. Blue-collar guy, and he gets it done. And, okay, he knows he's going to get overshadowed, but that doesn't affect his ego. Because sometimes it does with people. Sometimes it does that I got to be the star. No, you do your job, you're going to get paid handsomely in the National Football League, and he's doing it. And to think at his age, too, DeMario Davis. Man, Tommy, there's not a lot of guys that could do what he did this year at his age. And, you know, he would like to return, and that'll be something that'll be interesting to watch in the offseason. Both Cam Jordan and DeMario have both talked about wanting to continue to play. And you know it's going to have to be kind of one-year deals for them. And can you make it work financially for you? With Taysom Hill, I think that's going to be strictly up to Taysom if he wants to return back and play football again. But we've already heard from Cam Jordan to Mario Davis that they want to continue to play. And if the money's right, you know, I would bring them back.
What amazes me about DeMario Davis is that I've not seen a drop-off in speed at all. Have you?
I think you see a little bit of that, and even he has admitted that.
Or maybe it makes up for it with knowledge.
Smart.
And being in the right place and right angle and so
forth. Okay,
but
you can't trick him. And so, you know, you hear it a lot from older quarterbacks. Yeah, I don't move around as well, but, man, my head – able to process what's breaking down in front of me. It is so much better than when I was 23 years old. Mm-hmm. And you see that with DeMario. He sees things out on the field, and he knows it almost immediately. Now, his body might not get there quite as quick,
but he puts himself,
in a position to make that play. And you got a young guy there that I think's got some real talent in Danny Stutzman.
Oh, yeah.
That's a guy you can see is going to be a starter in the NFL very soon. And you got a lot of young guys in the secondary, too, with Quincy Riley.
Let me do that when
Jonas
we come back.
Jonas Sanker.
Mike, let me do that. I want to talk about the secondary when we come back and also about what next year's team is likely to look like. Because, again, you ain't saying the same. Certainly not. You're either getting better or you're getting worse.
Worse.
And we'll talk about that when we return. 6:51, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:57, 3 till 7. This was for Cam Jordan, Mike Dettillier. Tyrone Davis turned back the hands of time because he certainly did. Let's talk about the secondary and Kool-Aid McKinstry and company. Thoughts there?
You saw the growth in them. Again, with Jonas Sanker, Quincy Riley, both rookies, mm-hmm. hanging in there. And Alante Taylor, too. I like overall what you've got there. Now, you never have enough. I'm a big believer in that. You never have enough cover people. You never have enough offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a coach say, man, I got a whole bunch of offensive linemen. I got to get rid of a couple guys. What? You never hear that.
Nope.
The same thing in the secondary. You never have enough, so you're going to have to add to that. But I thought they made steady progress throughout the season. It goes to show you, too, they looked a lot different once Chase Young got healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Man, pressure breaks the football pipe.
Yep.
And that's what you see. Another thing I'll throw at you, and this has not been in effect since Drew Brees walked away. Free agency most of the time depends on money, cash money. Players know about money, and agents know about money. But if it's close, because I deal with them each and every day, agents, the other part is if you've got a quarterback and a talented young quarterback, players know other players in this league. Coaches kind of come and go for them. Quarterbacks are different. And I think about last year at this time, look at New England, where they were. But they attracted the biggest haul of NFL free agents, veteran-wise, in the league.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because I wanted to play in Foxborough. It was because, one, they had money, and what you saw down the stretch with Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in Chicago. In the NFC, look all the additions they had on that football team. They came there, yeah, the Bears had a few pieces here and there, but they had a talented young quarterback in Caleb Williams.
Commanders,
too,
right?
Not real sure what Ben Johnson is, the head coach. Having Tyler Shuck do what he did late is going to make a difference in the offseason for free agents. Money's king. But you got a young quarterback.
I mean, you just think about what you just said for a second there, Mike. We got us a quarterback, and that's just think about that. If nothing else from 2025, the season from 2025, think of that. We found ourselves a quarterback, and that speaks volumes. Thank you, Mike Dettillier, as always. A pleasure.
Thank you, brother.
We'll listen for you this afternoon at 4 o'clock on the second guest. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Jeff Palermo about LSU, them Tigers, and the transfer portal on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.